Bava Kama, Perkei, Mishnah Vav 5-6, and this Mishnah talks about Bor Shel Shnei Shutafin, a boar that belongs to two partners. So the basic rule would be that if they're partners in the pit, they're jointly responsible, and they would have to share the responsibility to pay for the damages. That could be in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, meaning in Rosh Hashanah they dug it together to reach the, let's say, 10 tefachim together, or if they owned, let's say, a field and it had a pit inside of it, and then they jointly were mafkir the surrounding area around the pit, again, they'd be jointly responsible. However, our Mishnah is going to say there are certain scenarios where only one of the two partners is responsible. Here they are. First, it says, Avra lav harishon velo chisahu. If the first guy finishes up with a pit, and the way the Gemara explains it, we're talking about, you know, he was drawing water from the pit, then he handed over, like, the cover or the, you know, the bucket, and he says, I'm done, goodbye, here it's your, you can help yourself now, to his partner. So that essentially is the first guy making the second guy to be a shomer. He now becomes responsible, and that totally exempts the first person from responsibility. So then, hasheni v'lo kisahu, if the second guy, after using the pit, doesn't cover it up as it should be, hasheni chayav, so then if something bad happens in the pit, the second person will be totally responsible and not the first person. Similarly, it says, Kiso harishon, if the first guy did cover the pit, and he covered it properly, as it should be covered, but, you know, after time, you know, things rocked, let's say it got wormy or something, and now it's now become, the pit, the cover now is damaged, and the pit is now dangerous. Uvahasheni umatso magula, and the second guy discovers that the pit is no longer covered or covered properly, and then veloi kisahu, and then he doesn't cover it up. So now, Hasheni Chayev, only the second guy is Chayev, not the first guy. And the reason why is because the first guy, he's essentially an onus. He didn't know anything about the problem. If the second guy would have picked up the phone and said, listen, first guy, you got to come out here, we got to cover this pit properly because it's the cover is rotted away, and there was enough time for the first guy to get there, and of course then he's also obligated. But if the first guy didn't know or couldn't get there in time, so then he's exempt and falls to the second guy. Kiso Karoi. If they covered the pit properly, that means properly here means that the pit is covered in such a way that it can be expected to sort of last indefinitely based on normal traffic conditions. That doesn't mean that, of course, eventually in the far distant future it won't become uncovered, but the Torah, which, you know, the Pesukim we read before, talk about covering a pit, which means, you see, you don't have to seal a pit by filling it up again with dirt or something. You can leave a hole in the ground as long as you cover it properly, and that's what this guy did over here. So if he did it in a way that it's covered and should reasonably be expected to be able to withhold standard traffic, and then, you know, some ox or donkey falls in the pit, you know, then patur, he's exempt because he did what he's supposed to do, he's an onus. But loki so karoi, if he didn't cover it properly, so we're not talking about a partner here or something, we're just any old person, didn't cover it properly, that means, for example, the psukim are talking about donkeys and cows falling in. Fine, but the assumption the Gemara has is that if you're talking about a place where there are other animals which are even more heavy, like camels that are passing by, so you have to make a cover that can not just endure the usual donkeys and cattle, but also even a camel, because camels are heavier, and if there are camels walking on the lid, it's going to wear out, and eventually like a donkey will fall in and break it through once the camel weight has weakened the cover. In the time of the Mishnah, and the Gemara, you see that the camels weigh more than cows. This isn't quite the case today. Cows have been, you know, selectively bred for a long time to be big and produce meat and etc. And therefore, cows today are much heavier than a typical dromedary camel. But in the time of the Mishnah, that wasn't the case. I looked it up, actually. I see even in the 70s, a yearling cow weighed about 96 pounds less than it did 50 years later. So you see cows are still getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now a cow can weigh around 1,000 kilos. But back then it was like 500 kilos as opposed to a camel, which is like, you know, 600 kilos. Okay, so the point is that you have to cover your pit in a way that it should be able to endure the traffic that comes by, even if it just comes by from time to time like a camel. And if not, you're responsible. Now, new case here. What happens if, you know, Reuven has a pit that he dug, so he's a bad guy, but he hires some worker to do some work on the pit to make it, you know, get the jackhammer and to expand the pit to make it hold more water, let's say. And then, you know, Shimon's going by with his animal, and the jackhammer scares Shimon's animal, and Shimon's animal therefore falls. So says the Mishnah, Nafal lefan of mikol hakriya. If the animal falls forward, Shimon's animal falls into the pit, crashing down, because it got scared because of the sound of the digging, like the jackhammer, so then chayev. So then, not the person doing the digging, but the person who's responsible for the pit, meaning Reuven who dug the pit, he's fully responsible. The guy doing the jackhammering, so he, at most, is called a grumma. He made, indirectly caused, you know, the Shimon's animal to fall in, but you grumma ben azakin if you just are indirectly responsible, so you'd be exempt, you're putter. But the person who owns the pit has made a public hazard, and he's there fully responsible. He'd pay for the whole damage. However, if la'acharav mikol hakriya, if the animal falls backwards, that means this is kind of, you could easily misunderstand this Mishnah. It means the animal's walking near the edge of the pit. It gets scared because of the noise coming from inside the pit, the jackhammer, and like it like falls over and hits not the pit in the pit, but out of the pit on the ground. It's on the edge of the pit and falls backwards onto the ground beside the pit. So then putter, then everyone's exempt. Both the guy who dug the pit, or initially the guy who's digging it now, everyone's exempt because ultimately what hurt the animal was the Rishus Rabim ground, and that's no one's fault. The guy might have scared him with the jackhammer, but even so, it's only called grama, he'd be exempt. Now, what things is one obligated to pay for if they fall into a pit? So we said already a few times that the Pasuk says, it gives two examples, it gives the shor and the chamor, and the Gemara Darshans, that's coming to tell you shor and chamor, I could have told you one animal, why two animals, to tell you, yes, shor, but not Adam, not a person who dies in the pit. Yes, chamor, yes, a donkey, but not Caleb, not the like accoutrements on the donkey, like, you know, his saddle or saddlebag or whatever it is, plow and that kind of thing. So, that's being spoken right here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if chamor v'kelav, excuse me, wrong. Nafal tocho shor v'kelav v'nishbaru. If into the pit falls the cow or the ox, the bull, let's call it an ox, and on the ox it has, let's say, I don't know what other stuff, yoke or plow or something, and the animal dies, but also, or gets injured, but also the, you know, the plow that was attached to it or the yoke, etc., also gets broken. Similarly, if you have a chamor v'kelav, the niskaru, in falls the pit, the donkey with its, like, say, saddlebag and stuff like that, and the saddlebag gets torn, chayav ala behema, so the person who dug the pit, he'll have to pay compensation for the injury or death of the cow or donkey, but upatra ala kelim, he won't have to pay for the kelim, for the yoke, saddle, utensils, saddlebag, and so on. That's all exempt based on the limit from the pasuk. Okay, now we further say it's not just any cow for which one is obligated. It's nafal asocho shor cheresh shota v'katan. If you have some a cow which is in some way incapacitated or you know not fully ready to deal with the risks of society with holes inside of it, like a cheresh, a blind cow, or a shota, a crazy cow, or a katan, a cow that hasn't yet been like taught to navigate life, you know, plow and so on. So those, for those animals, you're chayv. You dug the pit, and this animal falls in, so you're responsible because it's thanks to you that this poor cow, you know, got injured or died. But the point of the mission here is you're supposed to infer that if it's a perfectly sound, healthy, mature animal, and it just like goes wandering into your pit and gets hurt, so really, you're considered an ones, because the cow should know better. Cows aren't supposed to just like wallow into pits and just, you know, fall in there, and therefore, you'd be exempt. But if the cow has a good reason why it didn't know where it was going, like, for example, chereshot of a katan, you know, some kind of incapacitated or incompetent cow, or let's say it's at nighttime and it can't see where it's going, or let's say, you know, you put a faulty cover, making kind of like a trap door for this cow, so then even a healthy cow, if that would fall in, you'd be fully responsible because you can't close up an onus, because how is a cow supposed to avoid that? You can't expect a cow to avoid such a thing if it's dark outside or if it's a, you know, a trapdoor type situation. Now, we said people are exempt, and therefore you might have thought, what about little people who don't know better and they have das? So Mishnah says, ben or bas, it doesn't matter, even if it's a little boy or girl, they may lack das halachli, but they're considered to be still exempt because of the limud from the pasuk, because the verse is coming to exclude people. Even eved or ama, Pater, same goes if one's slave, Eved, male slave, Alma, female slave. You know, sometimes the Limudim are equating slaves to animals, but don't think that somehow, if a slave is equated to an animal in some way and he's your property, it doesn't matter. If a person falls in, even if the person's blind, they couldn't know better, whatever the story is, based on the Limud from the Pasuk, the person who made the the pit, he's the one who's responsible. I should just point out, there is an interesting machlokus if this exemption for the cow who should know better is applying to the cow, whatever the animal, dying, or if it's just getting injured. So, in the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if it's an exemption for the death of the animal, but if the animal just gets injured, like twists its ankle or something, then the person who dug the pit would be responsible to compensate the owner of the animal, because that's what pits do, and this is exempting just the death of the animal. However, the Ramah paskins like the other opinion, which is that one is totally exempt if an animal who kind of should know better goes and twists his ankle in the pit that you caused.